with Martin Bester.
A little while ago, we were talking about Ricky Gervais's speech at the Oscars, and this time around, it was the BAFTAs that got people talking. Specifically, Rebel Wilson, Fat Amy. She came on, and you already, because she's got that kind of funny, awkward, great comedy timing thing about her already. So she comes on, and she cracks an awkward joke about Prince Andrew and Prince Harry. But the awkward thing is, William and Kate are sitting there.
Did they laugh?
William laughed. She's like, Kate looked slightly bemused.
Not the friendliest, but okay.
Well, what you gonna do? Mm-hmm. What you gonna do? This is Rebel Wilson. Oh, she cracked me up. I love watching this. We'll share the video with you. Go and check it out. So, jacarandafm.com.
Good evening, distinguished guests, and those who don't identify as that. It is really great to be here at the Royal Andrew, Royal Harry, no, Royal Phil, at this Royal Palace Place. So I made this dress by sewing two old dresses together. The red is from that one time I didn't win Miss Australia. And the black is from a funeral I just went to for the feature film Cats. Cats, strangely not nominated for any awards. I'm not sure if everyone here is across the controversy, but this year there has been a distinct lack of nominations for felines. Yeah, okay, even in this Best Director category, no felines have been nominated. It's really shocking.
Using the opportunity, obviously, to have a go at the lack of women in categories, awkward jokes about the royal family. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I read an article shortly after watching this video about people saying people don't watch these awards because they've become too political. Mm. And I'm thinking, if it weren't for these political stabs and social commentary, I don't think I would access it at all, to be fair.
Yeah.
How much entertainment is there really still in people like presenting awards and winning awards? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. And I think that we underestimate the amount of beef between Australia and the UK. I was working with H.D. Ackerman yesterday, and he's been living in Perth for a few years. And he says people in Australia are really miffed with the fact that when the World War was going on, Australia sent troops England's way and said, let us help you. And now when the house is burning down, England was like, jylle sop jylle eie hoor, sterkte, have fun.
Sterkte. Well, they're loving themselves a bit of a Rebel Wilson and so many other Australian actors and actresses. Good on her, though. Funny, don't you think?
You guys are tuned in to Jacaranda FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester.
I listen to Martin Bester because he keeps it real.
Jacaranda FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester. Martin Bester.